Well, welcome to the Prayer Podcast. This is our first installment of this experiment here. I'm Joe Patterson. I'm here with my good friend Christy Allen, and we want to come to discuss what you can expect from this this space when we get together on Thursdays. Thursdays will be when this podcast is weekly pushed out, and so we just wanted to come and share what the nuts and bolts of this podcast will be about and what you can expect from it.
Yeah, there's lots of things that we want this podcast to be. Primarily, we want it to be a place where we all recognize that prayer can be awkward, that we don't really know how to approach it sometimes. There are ways that sometimes we have ideas that it has to be a specific way to pray, or we get frustrated with our own prayer life. And so we want this to be a safe place where we can explore those things and talk about them and kind of work through some of those things and not be afraid to ask questions about what that could look like and how we can better engage in those things.
You know, we were talking about just a lot of the questions that we had personally, and we decided that, you know, we didn't think that maybe those things were unique to just us, that maybe these questions are things that a lot of people wrestle with. You know, specifically, you know, we kind of talked about the question, you know, how do we know that prayer works all the time? You know, do we sometimes do the things that we've learned about prayer over and over and over again, and then, you know, we maybe get discouraged and kind of wonder if what we're doing is the right way, air quotes, of doing it, and then we get so discouraged that we maybe just kind of quit. And that's not what God wants, because that breaks the communication that we have with God.
Exactly. And that's really what it is communication. It's not a demand or something that we're made to do. It's God's desire to just be with us and spend time with us and be part of our lives. So I think absolutely those are the kinds of things we want to talk about, is how that can look differently, and we can break free of those habits and thoughts that we have of what prayer is supposed to be in our mind, that it's really more than that, and that there is no wrong way to do it, that there's so many different ways to engage in prayer. So that's something that we are definitely going to be talking about and exploring together here as we go along.
You know, just in the conversations that you and I have had here at Broadway and in the hallway talking about things, you know, I think we've found encouragement in those kind of discussions. And I guess we kind of felt that if we could expand those conversations, that others could feel encouraged and be a part of that. So I think we want to kind of expand this conversation in new ways and maybe ways that could be helpful. And one of the things that we've just kind of wrestled with and kind of talked about and kind of laughed about a little bit is this idea that we have prayerisms that we've maybe learned in the past in our connection with the church and in our connection with our experience with prayer, that maybe initially had some meaning, and maybe some very, very important meaning to us. But maybe over the course of saying the same things over time, they risk maybe becoming shallow and maybe cliche or meaningless. And you came up with a really good example of this, and I want you to share it because it's really, really good.
Yeah, I was kind of actually even laughing about it. But one of the things that we hear a lot when we're getting ready to go on a trip or something, somebody's always praying for traveling mercies, which, again, it's a great prayer. It's a good thing. Sure. What's behind it is good, but we were laughing because it kind of sounded like a band, the band name, you know, the Traveling Mercies from the 70s. Yes.
Southern gospel group.
Exactly. But just how we can recapture some better ways to do that and not get locked into these phrases and kind of what those maybe originally meant. We were kind of talking about how, where do they maybe come from? And sometimes in the church, we use language that's not current, but we feel those are the words we're supposed to use. And so some of these prayerisms, we feel like we have to use them in our prayer to make it effective, or that God only understands these specific words and that kind of thing. So yeah, to kind of break down some of those prayerisms and what they are and how we overuse them maybe and make our prayers just not what we really want them to be.
And I think we want to find, as we discuss those things, some freedom and comfort in kind of unwrapping those things. And where do they come from? And that it's okay to kind of to talk about those things.
Yeah.
And talk about best practice and helpful practice and ways that help us connect for the long haul in prayer, that help us grow in our deeper dependence for God and longing for God. And he comes from a place where he wants us to connect and communicate with us. And that never changes. It's at the same intensity at all times. And for us to kind of have a goal of you know, leaning towards having that type of intensity at all times, and it just never is. I mean, we have ups and downs, and in life, we have highs and lows in our life, and we want to, in this place, kind of recognize that prayer is involved in all of that.
Yes, just daily life, and in our struggles, and in the good times, and even just in the mundane everydayness of life, how prayer can be affected by those things, how we get in a rut sometimes, or we don't know what to pray or how to pray. And I think, like you were saying, just some practices that maybe we could even try and explore when we don't know how to pray,
sure.
Especially in times of stress or struggle, and you don't know how to cry out or what to say or what's appropriate. Like we were saying, we feel like we have to speak to God in a certain way, when really we don't. But sometimes we do need some sort of anchor or format or something because we're so lost or so upset or whatever the situation may be, that sometimes it's good to have some of these tried and true prayers or practices from back in early Christianity, where
yes.
they were trying to figure this all out too,
yes.
and how we can learn from their history and what they had come up with to kind of help them navigate and figure out how this new thing works. How do we communicate with God and connect and those things. So I think that's something else we'll explore together, is maybe some different ways to pray and different tried and true prayers and the history of them and how they came to be and how that could be helpful to us in giving us a framework
sure.
for our prayers.
With that, though, I think we really, really talked a lot about how we didn't want this space to be prescriptive, rather inspirational.
Yes.
In describing the possibilities, the wide possibilities of what prayer can be. Because, you know, we want to inspire the movement of prayer in our life rather than trying to quickly fix or something in our prayer life. We want prayer to continue to evolve and grow and develop within all of us and so that we can see how prayer has a connection to what God is doing in the life around us and in us and our friends and our family and our neighborhoods and in our world. And really that it describes and gives us an opportunity to see God working in all people at all times, in all places.
Mm-hmm. And that it should be natural. That really, we make it harder than it is. I think we really do. It's something that we've added all this complexity to, that's not necessary. And how can we make this just kind of a more natural part of who we are? Because certainly that's what God wants, is to be connected to us in every aspect of life. And
yes.
so just as natural as breathing or eating or anything else that we do, how can we make that be a more natural rhythm? So I think that's something that we're going to talk more about and try to, like you said, inspire and motivate, not tell you these are the exact ways to connect, but here's yes. some ideas and here's some ways that will be helpful to you individually, because everybody's different and everybody has different ways of connecting and talking. Just like in our conversation,
right.
we relate to each other differently than we do other people that we know. And so I think that's part of learning who we are and in our life with God, how we can better connect naturally. And
well, this place, you know, it is all about that. And you may encounter, when you come to the prayer podcast, you may encounter a discussion just like we're having right now about prayer issues or helpful possibilities of prayer. You may encounter a prayer like a minute and a half to 2 minute guided prayer meditation that may just offer you whenever it's a time that you are really, really in need of a prayer, the opportunity for you to connect to God through a spoken prayer, opportunities to relax in God's presence, because I think we can all recognize that life can be very, very hard. Life can be very, very busy. Life can be very, very overscheduled at times. But also, life can be glorious, and life has many, many great things about it that God wants to connect with, and we want to connect with Him through, and it's all of it. So there's places that you'll find discussions here, but also you'll encounter prayers that we will speak over you and speak over the people that will listen to them.
Yes, like we had those guided prayers during Holy Week.
Yeah,
that will still be available, and we'll through time have a library of prayers.
Yes.
that you could access when you need them. Sometimes it is very nice. I know for myself, I enjoy the guided prayers a lot because it helps you focus. Like you were saying, we're so busy and we're running around and to slow our minds down, it's very, very difficult. And so for me, it's very helpful to have something that I can just know that I'm going to have a few moments, just, you know, and it doesn't have to even be very long. These are 1 or 2 minute deals where we can just, you know, I'm going to shut myself away for a few minutes and just relax and listen and feel prayed over and,
yes,
and engage in that and just rest in that prayer and just allow that to wash over me. And so I'm excited about those times that we're going to be able to offer that as well, that this will be a place where you can come and find that and come back to them whenever you want to. So I think that's exciting that we will have those prayers available.
Well, I hope that if you're listening to this, that you will share that excitement that Christy and I have about this. And we hope that this space will be a helpful place to increase your connection to God and open your hearts and your soul to the possibilities of what prayer can be for your life. Next week, we hope that you'll join us as we will have a prayer meditation available for you that we'll push out. And until that time, we'll see you around.
Excellent. We're excited. We hope you are too.